Cancer.
Ralph.
Charles.
Paul.
Larry.
Joel.
Chuck.
Cancer.
Sagittarius.
The soothing strains of the opening theme. If you've been with us, Lo, these many months, or even if you haven't, you are lucky, lucky people in that you are here for our 50-second show. We've been on the air for one whole year.
And in the radio business.
That's a while.
One whole year is a while.
Welcome to Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
My name is Chuck.
I'm Joel, and for the next 2 hours we will be, as we have been for the last 52 weeks, playing the soft sounds of the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s.
As long as it kind of leans towards the laid-back and the relaxed feel, it's prime. It's prime for our and your enjoyment.
Mellowization.
A Sunday night kickback.
Indeed. So let's kick back. In commemoration of this, our 52nd show, with the actual song that we use the 12-inch extended mix of for the opening theme.
From 1977, we'll present to you the actual hit that we've never played before.
It's the Floaters.
And Float on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
That description, baby. Come with me. Take my hand. Come with me, baby, to love land. Let me show you how sweet it could be. Sharing love here with me. I want you to.
My name is Charles. Now I like a woman that's quiet. A woman who carries herself like Miss Universe.
Everything and everybody. And you know what, ladies? If you feel that this is you, then this is what I want you to do. Me.
England's newest hitmakers.
Par excellence.
From 1969, The Marmalade, or Marmalade as the case may be, depending on who you ask. Baby Make It Soon, the name of that. And that was a big one on the UK charts back in the day.
They bobbed up very quickly on the US charts, mm-hmm. Reflections of My Life, and a couple other low charters.
Right.
But they have that feel that's oh so familiar.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody asks you, trivia question.
Okay.
Anybody asks you, name a band that has a double bass instrumental attack.
Two bass players in the band
playing on stage at the same time. The Marmalade can be used to answer that question.
It's
they had two basses.
It's not Suddenly Salad, the four bass attack that was once rumored around the Minneapolis music scene.
No, nor Spinal Tap for Big Bottom.
That's
everybody's
true.
Playing bass.
That's true.
No, the Marmalade, actually a legitimate group that used two basses on stage.
Wow.
So there you go.
What's the hit? Help me get my Marmalade stuff straight in my head.
Uh-huh.
They had a hit that they had a song that someone else covered and had a bigger U.S. hit with, or the other way around? They had a smaller hit with a...
Yeah, the very first thing on there, Lovin' Things, was a grassroots song.
There we go.
And that's what made the Marmalade's career. And they got Obla Di Obla Da from the Beatles before it was released by the Beatles.
So theirs was out prior.
Theirs was out prior to the Beatles release. More than you ever needed to know.
But the Lovin' Things, that's what I was getting stuck in my head.
Right. And before that, the Floaters doing Float On.
The original from 1977.
Kind of disconcerting.
Well, you get to hear a whole lot more about each mm-hmm. of the romantic and psychological makeup of all four members of the Floaters.
Yeah, and especially Larry, who wants a woman who loves everyone, everybody,
all the time. I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know. Apparently he's not got a lot of self-esteem, that Larry. All right.
Let's talk of Genesis. Let's talk of progressive rock.
Progressive rock of the Genesis variety.
Well, Peter Gabriel was the first lead singer of Genesis, and then they turned into a big radio U.S. hit-making machine, mm-hmm. a worldwide hit-making machine.
But when Gabriel was in tow, they were a concept organization. They put on elaborate stage shows and had all sorts of freaky lyrics and stuff going on.
Highfalutin, and they enjoyed it mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Gabriel so highbrow he had to shave his hair down to his scalp in order to not scare the people with the height of his brow.
You maybe saw him on the Oscar broadcast a week or two ago.
Yeah, last week.
Last week?
Or was it two weeks ago?
So fast, 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, last week.
A couple of Sundays ago.
It was a while ago. 21st?
He was on.
A couple of weeks ago.
He was on the Oscar broadcast singing the Oscar-nominated song from the Babe 2, mm-hmm. Babe in the City, whatever, Pig in the City movie.
Right.
That Randy Newman sang.
Anyhow, Peter Gabriel left Genesis kind of in a huff.
Yep.
And went off to a solo recording career, which continues to this day with great effect.
And from his first album, we're going to play this track, Humdrum. It's first of his four albums that were self-titled, mm-hmm. essentially. From 1977, Humdrum, Peter Gabriel on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
I saw the man at JFK. He took your ticket yesterday. In the humdrum, in the humdrum, I write tandem with the random. Things don't run the way I planned them. In the humdrum, in the humdrum. Hey Valentina, you want me to beg? You got me cooking, I'm a hard-boiled egg. In the humdrum, in the humdrum. Empty my mind, I find it hard to cope. Listen to my heart, don't need no stethoscope.
I seem to
Betty Everett. The original.
Linda Ronstadt.
You're no good.
Linda Ronstadt had a big hit in the 70s mm-hmm. with it, and it wasn't that old of a song. Only 1964. Betty Everett.
Betty Everett.
63, sorry.
63. Here's the deal. A guy named Clint Ballard Jr. wrote that song.
Yeah.
And when you hear Ballard, you think Russ Ballard.
Or Hank Ballard.
Hank Ballard. Yeah, Hank Ballard of the and the Midnighters. Russ Ballard, a member of Argent. And before that, the Roulettes,
uh-huh.
who did their own really smoking version of that song,
oh.
which I'm particularly partial to. That's probably the best one I've ever heard. It's
wait
the
a
Roulettes
minute.
Version.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. The Roulettes
mm-hmm.
with Russ Ballard?
Yes.
Covered a Clint Ballard composition.
Ballard composition.
And you're thinking there's no relation?
No, because Clint
relation.
Ballard is an American soul composer.
Okay.
Russ Ballard is a reedy English guy.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Curious.
Mm-hmm.
Serendipitous. Before Betty Everett, I was about to say Peter Gabriel's unsoulful, but that's not always true.
No.
Humdrum from his first solo album called Peter Gabriel, not to be confused with his second, third, and fourth albums called Peter Gabriel.
Really quite nice.
Quite. And with that, we'd have to take a breather.
That's right. We'll be back right after this with more of Having Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB.
Thank you.
Whistling always makes me think of that late lamented easy listening station that we were talking about earlier tonight.
WAYL or K E?
Yeah, WAYL.
Or do you mean K E
E Y?
Oh no, you did it way too fast. I'm sorry.
K E E Y. Of course, we shouldn't be giving out other stations' call letters.
Well, those call letters
could confuse someone tuning in.
Oh, that's true. And that is.
Oh my God, what's happened?
That is the country station's call letter still. Mm-hmm. But there is no WAYL anymore.
AYL.
It was a
whale.
It existed on AM for a lot longer than mm-hmm. I had remembered, actually. I just read something about it recently. Mm-hmm. But actually, what that little sound makes me think of is actually someone in a Sinatra and or what's his name?
Harry Connick Jr.?
No. Think Jimmy Durante.
Oh, sure.
Walking away, shuffling into the spotlights as they follow him and wink out as he walks into the distance.
I think that's probably what Billy Joel was trying to conjure mm-hmm. up there with The Stranger.
Yes.
I don't think he had been reading, was it Sartre? yeah, I don't think he had been reading any Camus. That's no. It's Camus.
There we go.
No, he's not quite that hoity-toity. I think he just wanted to sing a mean little song.
Billy Joel, inducted 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
for songs just like that.
Precisely. They started out the proceedings at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony showing pictures of people who had passed away in the music business in mm-hmm. the past year, and then they immediately followed it with him singing Only the Good Die Young.
Oh, jeez.
Which is a sentiment of sorts, but it's an up-tempo, rollicking song.
Not in the way that he performs it, no.
It's interesting.
Those Catholic girls start much too late.
And some of those, yeah, that's...
Snap.
That is in honor of
Easter,
isn't it?
Yeah, in honor of Easter. Talking about Billy Joel, talking about the Catholic girls, and how they start up much too late.
Let's talk about...
Let's talk about France, since we were talking about Sartre and Camus.
And since we were talking about, girls, pretty girls.
Yes, we can talk about another French philosopher of note by the name of Serge Gainsbourg.
A philosopher.
Actually Belgian by trade.
By reputation and legend and debauchery.
But the man knew how to operate, hung out with all the cute little chicky birds, the chicky babies and dolly birds.
They stayed about the same age. He continued to get old.
Mm-hmm. But a fine songwriter, working for many of the pop stars in France of the day, including a winsome young lass named Franz Gall.
Someone that we've each become familiar with in the last year mm-hmm. and been terribly taken with.
Yep.
And we haven't played one and sung anything by her in many weeks.
Right. For her, he wrote Les Sucettes, otherwise known as The Lollipops. Les Sucettes. And it's sleazy, but pleasant at the same time.
Sleazy from mm-hmm. Serge Gainsbourg?
Yeah.
Heavens.
Les Sucettes.
Franz Gall on Have You Never Been Mellow with Chuck and Joel.
On Club 14.
KLBB. Bye.
This is the stair.